recession got you down?
You know, we could go in on a couple big trades.
Move to China. They're doing just fine. Pop-up Chinese.
Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm David.
大家好,我是Echo.
And you guys know the drill by now. Today, we've got a dialogue for you that is...
一个字,太棒了。Let's
take a listen.
一个字儿,没门儿。什么?我跟你妈妈说好了,完全不可能。那是两个字儿。什么?没门儿。反正你明白我的意思。一个字儿,没门儿。什么?我跟你妈妈说好了,完全不可能。那是两个字儿。什么?没门儿。反正你明白我的意思。
I've heard you make this mistake a bunch of times. I've also made this mistake a bunch of times.
这个我清楚,没错。
Yeah, yeah. It's really embarrassing when you get it wrong. Anyway.
It's not embarrassing, it's funny.
Anyway, we're going to take you through the dialogue line by line in case you missed anything. Echo, take us away.
一个字儿,没门儿。一个字儿,没门儿。
One word, no way.
什么?什么?
What?
我跟你妈妈说好了,完全不可能。我跟你妈妈说好了,完全不可能。I've
already talked this over with your mother. It's absolutely impossible.
那是两个字儿。那是两个字儿。That's
two words.
什么?什么?
What?
没门儿。没门儿。No
way.
反正你明白我的意思。反正你明白我的意思。Anyway,
you know what I mean. Okay, so there are four things that we want to talk about in this podcast. The first is...
一个字儿。
One character.
字儿。
You can also say...
一个字.
In northern China, 字儿 is a bit more common.
没错.
So you could say, one word, okay.
一个字儿,好.
Or, two words, that's no good.
两个字儿,不好.
And Echo, you've got one you like.
三个字儿,我爱你. Well, yeah. I didn't say it to you, but it's romantic.
It's romantic. You'll hear this a lot, actually.
没错.
Really easy. Stick it in front of anything you want to say to place emphasis on it.
一个字儿,好.
Exactly. Our next point is this phrase.
没门儿.
We see it in the dialogue in this sentence.
一个字儿,没门儿。一个字儿,没门儿.
One word, no way.
That's a very strong word.
Yeah, it's a really strong word, and it's also really colloquial, too.
他说没门儿,所以我们吵架了。He
said no way, so we argued. We've got a bunch of other really common phrases that start with 没. The next is...
没办法.
Which kind of means the same thing.
Yeah, but it's a lot more 客气.
没门儿, it's not rude, it's just...
It's a bit strong.
It's a bit strong, okay.
没办法 means, well, I'm sorry, I would like to help you, but I really can't. But if I say 没门儿, I don't want to. I don't want to help you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we've got a sentence for 没办法.
他拒绝了我,说没办法.
He refused me, saying there was nothing he could do.
Exactly.
Our third phrase is...
没问题.
Which you guys should already know. It's like, no problem. Literally, no problem.
没问题。我们已经同意了,没问题。We've
already agreed, no problem. And we've also taught you this at the beginner level.
没事儿。This
is another beautiful one.
Yeah, 没事儿。没事儿.
Notice the arhui in there.
没事儿。事儿。我们说好了,没事儿。We've
already agreed about it, no problem. Our second last is...
没关系。
No worries.
不用商量，没关系。
There's no need to talk about it. No worries.
嗯哼。最后我们有没意思。
Yeah, which means it's not interesting.
嗯，他的书完全没意思。
His book is totally uninteresting.
没意思。
Yeah.
没门儿。
No way.
没办法。
Nothing I can do about it.
没问题。
No problem.
没事儿。
No problem as well.
没关系。
No worries.
没意思。
Totally boring. Not interesting.
Mm.
Okay? Our third point is found in this sentence.
我跟你妈妈说好了。
我跟你妈妈说好了。说好了。
我跟你妈妈说好了。
At the beginning level, we didn't really explain what was going on with this kind of construction. The lo here is change of state.
Mm-hmm.
Something has changed.
说。
And 说 has become 好。
好了。
Yeah, it's like we've spoken and things have kind of been concluded.
Yeah, things are
okay
deal.
Now. Yeah, they're done. This is a really common phrase,
mm-hmm.
really colloquial. And it means we've already talked about it and come to a decision.
说好了。
Mm-hmm.
我已经和他说好了。
I already discussed it with him.
Yeah.
Right? There are two others you're going to run into really frequently, though.
Mm-hmm.
The next is...
说定了。
定 means to set down.
Yeah,
to nail down almost.
Mm-hmm. 说定了,明天见。
Okay, we've said it. We'll see tomorrow.
Hmm. 说完了。
To finish speaking.
Right.我说完了，反正我不同意。
I finished talking. I don't agree, and that's it.
Right.
Right. Okay, so three really common complements to the verb.
说，说好了，说定了，说完了。
Perfect. We've saved the most difficult for last.
没错，最后的非常棒。
Yeah, it's really, really useful.
反正。
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 It translates something like anyways.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever, or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and you see people use it when they're in a disagreement about something,
mm-hmm.
or they're in a fight, and they want to close the argument.
Mm.
It's like, this is it. Doesn't matter what you say.
Right. 反正。反正你明白我的意思。And be careful, we don't use 反正 separately.
Yeah, yeah, it's got to be put at the beginning of the sentence.
Right, or now, in the sentence.算了，反正他已经拒绝了。
Forget it. He's already refused and that's it.
Right. 反正我们已经说好了。
Anyway, we've already come to an agreement.
Mm-hmm, 没错。
Yeah, really, really useful.
Mm.
So, those are the four main things we wanted to point out again.
一个字儿，没门儿，说好了。
And finally...
反正
which is really cool and really useful.
Right.
Right. From Beijing, I'm David.
我是 Echo.
We hope you had a good time in this lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to check out the archives for the rest of the great stuff we've got.
Right.
And if you have any questions, Echo, what should you do?
Write to me at echo@popupchinese.com or leave comments on the site.
Right. And we'll get to you as soon as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
两个字儿，再见。
再见。Bye-bye.